FM 90.3 WJTL Switch with Lifeline, the afters. Well done. Good morning. Fred and Mindy with you, 719.
Weather forecast today, partly sunny, windy, high 46. Today, mostly clear, windy once again, low 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny, windy, high 42. Thanksgiving Day, it's sunny and cold, but wow, it's taking a turn, high 28. I'm cold thinking about it. Yeah. Currently, it's 41.
Our friends from Mom's House of Lancaster hanging out with us this morning. Sarah Johns, Don Wardow are with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for the shirts.
Yeah, thank you.
They are so nice.
Awesome.
Pretty excited. Dawn is the receptionist. She used to be the teacher there for many years. Dawn, you must have so many great stories about how God has used Mom's House. Can you share one or two with us this morning?
Absolutely. We had a pair of moms come together. They had a total of 3 children and 1 on the way. And they were friends, and they had heard about us. They came one day and enrolled in the program, and their children had never been away from them before. And so, needless to say, it was a tough transition.
Yeah.
There was a lot of tears, but they were so brave. They let them go because they said, we know you're going to take care of them. And for about 4 weeks, those little ones cried a lot for many, many hours. And then now they don't want to leave. Oh. And their moms both graduated with GEDs.
Wow.
And one is in college.
Wow.
So.
How awesome is that?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah. 4 weeks of crying, though, is a long time.
It is a long time.
Yes.
And Sarah Johns is with us, too. Sarah, the executive director. And Sarah, you had a good story about one of your extraordinary givers.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll even try to say it now without crying.
Yeah.
But we had somebody give, and I called her immediately to just say thank you for giving during the extraordinary give. And then later she wrote the kindest email to me saying that over 30 years ago, she actually put her son up for adoption, and Mom's House could have changed her future. So she's giving now to help those in future need, which...
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
It was so touching.
Yeah, that is great. Tell us about some of the things you do as part of Mom's House.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Mom's House, we offer the highest state accredited care possible in the state of Pennsylvania. So every child, infant through preschool age, they are just going to be loved and cared for and also receive a really good education to get them ready for their own educational journey while mom's pursuing hers. We have a clothing bank for kids. We have a food bank for parents to take food home, referral service, parenting workshops, resume and interview training, a scholarship program, career planning, prayer, encouragement. Mm-hmm. All of these things we offer to them at absolutely no cost.
Wow.
So they can just focus on making their future better.
Wow, mm-hmm. It's amazing. If folks want to get involved, what do you guys need?
Oh, man. So if they want to get involved, please go to our website, momshouselancaster.org. Check it out. We have so many ways that people can take part of these two-generation families. You can, of course, donate funds. That's always appreciated.
Yeah, sure.
But we also accept goods and other things that can be found on our website. There's always things that our families are in need for. And you can also volunteer with us and really give back to either the parents' side or the children's side, just to really help us out with all of that. And then, of course, the main thing that anybody can do for us is just tell somebody about Mom's House. That's always the benefit there.
Mm-hmm. Mom's House has been impacting single moms' lives for a long time, over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Did you say 28 years?
28 years.
That's amazing. Check them out online and help them out. MomsHouseLancaster.org. There's a lot of ways you can get involved. Dawn and Sarah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We loved having you. Back to the music we go. This is Bethel Music and Brian Johnson, Forever.